Welcome to the Rapid Learning audio tutorial series on Introduction to OAT Biology. OAT stands for Optometry Admission Test. Learning objectives. By completing this tutorial on the OAT, you'll learn about the Optometry Admissions Test. You'll also learn about the computer-based test format of the OAT and what the OAT consists of. We'll specifically in this audio tutorial talk about the OAT as it relates to the biology portion of the test. We'll talk about test preparation strategies as well as test taking strategies, that is, how to attack and solve OAT biology questions. The OAT consists of four tested areas. This includes the Survey of Natural Sciences. It's 90 minutes long and consists of 100 questions. Reading Comprehension, 60 minutes long, 50 questions. Physics Segment, 50 minutes long and 40 questions. And finally, Quantitative Reasoning Section. It's 45 minutes long and has 50 questions. In the OAT Natural Sciences segment, as I mentioned, there's 100 questions. These consist of 30 general chemistry questions, 30 organic chemistry questions, and 40 biology questions. So that means that biology makes up about 40% of the natural science segment. What is exactly covered in the biology segment? Well, in a broad stroke, cell and molecular biology is covered, organismal biology and diversity. It also tests anatomy, structure and function of systems. Developmental biology, this is sometimes also known as embryology. Genetics is covered. And finally, evolution, ecology, and behavioral biology are part of the OAT test. Introduction to the OAT. The Optometry Admissions Test. In this segment of the tutorial, we'll talk about the OAT timetable in more detail. We'll also talk about the OAT test format. And we'll highlight some of the individual tested sections. And finally, we'll discuss the test day schedule, what you can expect. What is the OAT? OAT is a standardized exam that all applicants to optometry schools must take. The test is a computer-based test and does not use the fill-in-the-dot scorecards, although special arrangements can be made if needs be. However, these need to be arranged well in advance of the OAT. When can I take the OAT? The OAT is taken only on the computer, and you may register at the Association of Schools and Colleges of Optometry. Their website is www.opted.org. The Association of Schools and Colleges of Optometry, abbreviated ASCO, is in charge of the Optometry Admissions Testing Program, the OAT, for students wanting to go to schools and colleges of optometry. Computer-based testing, CBT. The OAT measures general academic skill and understanding of scientific information. The OAT is a computer-based test and it is administered by Prometric testing centers. Special accommodations may be arranged for those with certain disabilities. A written request must be submitted at least 60 days before the desired test date. You must include documentation substantiating the disability. CBT continued. The OAT is actually administered at Prometric test centers. After you register, you will get a phone number to call so you can set up the test date, time, and place. You can find a list of Prometric test centers on the web. You can register for the test online or request a paper application from ASCO. The examinee will be photographed and fingerprinted at the Prometric Test Center before the exam. Day of test. On the day you take the test, be sure to bring two forms of identification with signatures. One of the IDs must have a photo. One of the IDs should be government issue, for instance, a driver's license or passport. All of the information, that is name, signature, and picture, must match exactly your registration. Testing schedule. The testing schedule will begin with a tutorial on the computer. That's about 15 minutes long. This is followed by the Survey of Natural Sciences, 90 minutes long, 100 questions. Reading comprehension then follows. It's 50 minutes and 40 questions. After this, you can take a break. It's optional for 15 minutes. After the break, the physics test is for 50 minutes with 40 questions. This is followed by the quantitative reasoning segment. It's 45 minutes and has 40 items. Following this, there is a post-test survey that lasts about 10 minutes. Pre-testing lasts up to a total of 25 minutes. Total test time can range from 275 minutes to 30 minutes. Remember, that's in part because of the optional break. Survey of the Natural Sciences. It's a 90-minute test. It has 100 multiple-choice questions divided between three science areas: biology 40 questions, general chemistry 30 questions, and organic chemistry 30 questions. Physics, 50 minutes, 40 multiple-choice questions. The areas of focus include vectors, linear kinematics, statics and dynamics, rotational motion, energy and momentum, wave functions, thermodynamics, electrostatics, DC circuits, magnetism, and optics. Reading comprehension. It's 50 minutes long, has 40 multiple choice questions. It consists of three passages. There are about 15 or more questions per passage. This tests your ability to read, comprehend, interpret, remember, and apply written information, and it can be long, upwards of 10 paragraphs, and it may be highly technical. The material is typical of what is encountered in first-year optometry school. That's in terms of a technical skill level. It requires a basic undergraduate preparation in science. Quantitative reasoning. It's 45 minutes long and has 40 multiple choice questions. Math tested includes basic arithmetic, algebra, word problems, geometry, and trigonometry. This tests how proficient you are in math and problem-solving skills. Composite score. The standard score, not raw scores, are reported to schools and colleges of optometry. The scores range from 200 to 400. Each test includes equating questions, which normalize the test administered on different dates. There is no penalty for guessing, and scores are based on the number of right answers. Immediately after finishing the test, you will receive a score report and explanation. Computer-based testing overview. In this segment of the tutorial, we'll talk about how to take the CBT. Mouse and CBT. The page pointer movement corresponds to your movement of the mouse in your hand. The mouse pointer is arrow-shaped. Left-click the mouse to select an item or answer. You may click anywhere in the answer to select it. CBT navigation. The mouse is used to move through the exam. Active buttons are at the bottom of the page or the screen. To go back, click the button labeled Previous. To go forward, click the button labeled Next. Marking questions to return to. If you're not sure of your answer, you can mark the question so you can go back. A question is marked by clicking the Mark button. Unmark a question by clicking the button labeled Marked. This will only be visible if you have marked the question. Once you're satisfied with the question, unmark it. It is okay to leave questions marked. It will not affect scoring. Questions that are marked or incomplete will be highlighted in the Review Questions screen. The Review Questions screen will appear before you leave the exam. Exhibit to view graphics and text. Many questions have graphics, for instance, a periodic table or additional text. To see these, click the button labeled Exhibit. To see the questions and exhibit simultaneously, click the button labeled Tile. A scroll bar appears to the right of the screen if the exhibit is large and won't fit on the screen. Close the window once you've finished viewing the exhibit to return to the question. Multiple choice questions. Answers to multiple choice questions are selected by clicking on the answer or pressing its letter on the keyboard. There are 5 choices. Only one is correct. The answer button, that is the hole, fills in when you press anywhere on the answer. You can change your answer simply by clicking another choice. Test review opportunity. At the end of the test, a scrollable list will be presented. This list shows all the question numbers. Every question will be indicated as either marked, review, completed, or skipped. Reviewing procedure. Reviewing marked questions. Just click on the button labeled Review Marked. Your cursor will be moved to the first marked question. Click to move to the next marked question. Review all marked questions procedure. In this case, you would just click the button labeled Review All. Click the next button to move to the next question. Double-click a question number to move to a specific question. Review incomplete questions. To review incomplete questions, simply click the button labeled Review Incomplete. Your cursor will move to the first incomplete question. Problems and conundrums. If you need help, raise your hand to attract the test administrator. If you have a problem with the computer, need scratch paper, or other assistant, raise your hand. At the end of the exam, click the button labeled End. Biology on the Oat. In this segment of the tutorial, we'll talk about biology and how it is reviewed on the Oat. We'll include a topic list and an overview of Oat biology. Preview question formats. Oat biology topics. 1. It covers cell biology, molecular biology, diversity of life, biological organization, major taxa. In this case, they want to use the 5 kingdom system. Vertebrate anatomy and physiology, developmental biology, genetics, evolution, ecology, and behavior. Rapid learning biology mastery. Let's take a look at how rapid learning tutorial systems help you master biology. We'll use enzyme structure and function as an example. Let's see how the rich content of rapid learning method works. What information is available when you look at graphs of enzyme activity? Well, when you look at a graph of enzyme activity, right away on the vertical graph, you would notice that you can see enzyme reaction rate. That means that the enzymes work at a specific rate. On the horizontal portion of the graph, you would see some sort of environmental component being there. For instance, you could see pH from 1 to 14, or you could see temperature from 0 to 60. What you would notice if you plotted a rate versus a certain environmental condition, you'd notice that the enzyme's activity would increase from 0 to a maximum and then decrease back to 0. Now, in the case of pH, you would notice that the graph is equally shaped. That means the hump of the graph goes up at about the same rate it comes down. So, what would you see if you, instead of putting pH as the environmental condition that was changing, you changed the temperature from, let's just choose 0 to 60. In the case of temperature plotted against velocity, you would see that as the temperature increases from 0 or 10 to a maximum activity, that it would suddenly go from a smooth rounded to a much more rapid decrease once you'd reached the peak. This would tell you two things about the enzyme. One is that the environmental conditions affect how the enzyme acts. What do I mean? You know that the pH, it goes up and then it comes down, and temperature goes up and comes down. But you can see the activity changes in a different way. So that must mean that the environmental condition actually affects the enzyme in a different way. Let's talk about this a little further. Okay, so let's recap. When you look at enzyme graphs, here are the things that you would notice. You would notice that enzymes have a rate of reaction. You would notice that the enzyme rate is affected by the environmental conditions. And you would see that the shape of the curve varies from almost symmetrical, in the case of pH, to asymmetrical with temperature. When the enzyme no longer functions, it's said to be denatured. A native enzyme is said to have its normal shape and function, while a denatured enzyme has lost its three-dimensional structure, and it's called denatured. Let's take a moment and talk about Michaelis-Menten enzyme kinetics. If you look at a Michaelis-Menten graph, you'll again notice that on the vertical axis, you have velocity, reaction rates, while on the horizontal, you'd look at substrate concentration. Substrate concentration going from 0 to some maximum amount. If you look at the graph of the shape of that curve, you would notice that it increases linearly with respect to the substrate concentration. That is, rate goes up twice as much every time you double the concentration. So there's a relationship between the rate and the substrate concentration. But whoa, what do we notice? Well, at some given point, continuing to add substrate does not affect the rate or the velocity in a linear fashion. In fact, at saturation, at substrate saturation, it doesn't increase the rate at all. Okay, the take-home from the Michaelis-Menten graph would be a value known as Km. Km is the substrate concentration when the enzyme reaches half max velocity. So, when you look at a graph that shows rate versus the concentration of a substrate or an inhibitor, you would immediately zoom in on where does it reach half max. At half max, you would then look to where that correlates in terms of the concentration of that substrate or inhibitor. Now you know the Km for that enzyme. If we compare all the graphs that we've talked about, you could discern a lot of information. For instance, from the enzyme versus temperature, or pH, we can see that the enzyme max rate drops to zero after the peak with increasing pH or temperature. From this, you know that it no longer functions because it drops, it goes to zero. Unlike in the Michaelis-Menten, where you continue to add substrate, it just becomes level. The activity or the rate of the enzyme doesn't drop. It stays the same. So in just a few moments, you've learned what? Well, you've learned that enzymes can be characterized by rates of reaction. You've learned that enzymes are affected by environmental conditions, that is, changes in pH, changes in temperature, even substrates. All these things seem to affect the rate of an enzyme. However, certain things like pH, temperature, you'll learn later on about ionic strength, things that actually affect the environment of the enzyme affect its rate. And if you go outside of a set area of comfort zone, that is the comfort zone for the enzyme, you will denature it. However, if you're looking at a substrate or inhibitor, you can continue to add the substrate or inhibitor and the rate stays constant at saturation. Now, in some inhibitors that we'll talk about in other rapid learning modules, you'll find out that inhibitors can make it appear that the rate will drop, but we'll cover that in another module. Test preparation overview. Use practice tests to guide your review of material and mastery of concepts. Practice, practice, practice. Manage your time. Lay out your review areas and make a schedule. Stick to the schedule. Understand concepts. As you master the concepts, try explaining them to someone else. Review material repeatedly. Review mastered material regularly. Make it part of your long-term memory. Reading comprehension. The reading comprehension segment consists of long passages. They can be upwards of 10 paragraphs or more. There are three passages, each having 15 or more questions associated with it. The passages are frequently based in science or other technical information, for instance, journals and papers, and they require you to integrate your own knowledge with that being presented. Multiple choice questions. Example, which of the following hormones are not produced by the pituitary gland? A, ACTH, B, TSH, C, T4, D, FSH, or E, MSH? Multiple choice questions that relate to biology require detailed knowledge. There are five options for each question. In a situation like this, unless you know the answer immediately, it's often helpful to write out the names for as many of the abbreviations that you know. In this case, T4 is also known as thyroxin, which is produced in the thyroid gland, not the pituitary. By writing out the names to these abbreviations, you would have realized that immediately. Time management, study, and focus. The OAT does not test every single biology concept, so only study the topics that the OAT actually tests. Focus core study hours on weak areas. Do not study all the areas concurrently. Track mastery using practice exams. Check to see that the areas you are focusing on are improving. Seek answers to your questions. If something's confusing or unclear, get your questions resolved. Make absolutely sure that you have points of confusion resolved as soon as you identify them. Don't put it off thinking that somehow they will self-clarify. Though tedious, these unanswered questions will show up again and probably on your OAT. Partial comprehension. For example, let's say you didn't really understand what genetic code is, but you still managed to successfully discuss protein synthesis superficially. For instance, quote, "In a majority of proteins, AUG acts as the initiator codon," end quote. In a more complex problem that can rest on this concept, for instance, what's meant by the term wobbling? Because of the superficial understanding of the concept of genetic code, you can't extrapolate it to wobble. By mental skimming, you will submarine yourself on the OAT. But you can master these concepts and perform well if you plan and practice the plan. Study avenues. Practice problems will help you become confident in your mastery of the material and your guide as to what you should study next. Grab a biology textbook. Solve these in-chapter review questions and chapter test problems and check your solutions in the manual. Search online. There are countless practice problems to work on online. Grab a piece of paper and try to get the answer. Cheat sheets for quick review. Summarize what you've learned into a simple and brief outline. Use the cheat sheets used in the rapid learning tutorials. Cheat sheets should include all key terms and concepts. Give yourself memory clues that work for you, such as mnemonics, images, or other memory games. Cheat sheets are only useful as memory aids. You must master the detailed information in the rapid learning modules to effectively utilize these. Importance of flashcards. Flashcards. They're single, small index cards with a question on one side and the answer on the other. There are many sources of flashcards. You can buy pre-made flashcards and focus only on those you need to practice with. Or you can go to online websites that allow you to make your own custom flashcards, and you can include images or other memory tricks. Flashcards are not a replacement for detailed mastery of material. Use information-rich tutorials, such as found in Rapid Learning System, to get necessary detail. The devil's in the details. To succeed on the OAT, detailed understanding of biological and chemical principles are required. The media-rich content, with detailed description of tested concepts, helps you to maximize your rate of learning and retention of information. Cheat sheets and flashcards are all upper-level review and can only supplement the detailed understanding of information. Rapid Learning provides detailed tutorials, tests, cheat sheets, and MP3 files. These allow you to engage on multiple levels. Test-taking strategies. In this segment, we'll talk about test-taking strategies, including an overview. Know the test segment, how to plan your attack, and build your focus. Also, we're going to teach you how to choose the right answer and do something called guessing, but educated guessing. Test-taking overview. Know the OAT exam inside and out before you go to take it. Plan your test-taking strategy and then work the plan. Use focus-building techniques to help you stay focused during the actual exam. Apply techniques to zoom in on the answer and avoid exam traps. If you don't know the answer, make an educated guess. Guess the right way. Test day. Arrive early and prepared. Remember, you have to have your Social Security number, social insurance number, or assigned number. No books, notes, study materials, slide rules, calculators, electronic devices, highlighters, pens, dictionaries, or outerwear. No cell phones in test area, eating or drinking, watches with alarms, unless they're turned off. You will be given the chance to become familiar with the computer during the tutorial before the actual test begins. The staff at the test center cannot answer questions about test content, software, or scoring. You will be assigned a locker or storage cubicle for all your personal items. As soon as you start, pace yourself. At the start of each section, determine how much time you have and where you need to be at the end of the allotted time. Have your strategy before you start the test, and then run your strategy. If you've taken your practice exams, this should feel very familiar to you. You should use the same strategy in the practice as you do on the test day. Time limit per question. Don't get involved. That is, don't become too interested in the science, or you will lose track of time. Set a time limit for each question. Keep track on your watch. You can lose track of time by questions that are engrossing because of their difficulty or information content. Focus. Minimize distraction. Focus builds confidence and will increase your speed, accuracy, and score. Simulate the test-taking day even as you study. No music, texting, eating, TV, phone. You can't do these while taking the test, so don't do them while studying. Write or make notes as needed. Engaging more areas of your mind will help you retain and regain your focus. Think of the answer. Read the question, and before you begin scanning the answers, come up with your own answer. For instance, the question, the enzymes of Krebs cycle are located in. Before you read the options, come up with your own answer. For this question, both choices B and C, which are mitochondrial membrane, mitochondrial matrix, look similar. What does one do? In the OAT, often two answers look similar. If you have answered the question in your mind, before you read the solutions, you will not be confused by the options. Beware of the familiar. Beware of the familiar. Test writers love to include something that seems very obvious as an answer. This tempts students to choose the wrong answer because it seems correct at first glance. In the question, which of the following is true with regards to mitosis? A. Mitosis occurs in diploid cells only. B. Mitosis is a reductional division. C. Prophase 1 shows complex chromosomal behavior and 5 substages. D. Mitosis consists of a single nuclear division. Or E. Mitosis can only occur in eukaryotes. In this problem, choice A, mitosis occurs in diploid cells only, is the trap, because most students intuitively assume that mitosis occurs in diploid cells only. Beware of the absolute. Beware of the absolute statements like always, never, all, etc. The absolute answer is usually wrong because it only takes one exception to break the absolute. In most cases, relative words like possibly, sometimes, often, etc. indicate the correct answer. Going back to the previous question, which of the following is true with regards to mitosis? Well, answer A has already been disqualified because we've said it doesn't occur just in diploid cells. B is an absolute statement describing a process, that is, mitosis is a reductional division. It doesn't allow it to be anything else, so it's an absolute. answer selection. Which of the following is true with regards to mitosis? Well, we've eliminated most of A, B, and E. E is one of those absolutes, so may also be eliminated. That is, mitosis only occurs in eukaryotes. You know that's not true. This leaves answer D. Mitosis consists of a single nuclear division. Dealing with similar and opposites. If two answer choices are very similar in wording, the answer is probably neither of them, because there can only be one correct answer. Out of two opposite choices, one is usually correct. Similar choices are both incorrect. The test wants you to differentiate between the two core ideas and often presents these as either or opposites. Significance of opposites. Let's take a look at this. Induction is a process by which the synthesis of an enzyme in an organism is A. increased, B. decreased, C. controlled, D. inhibited, or E. no change. If you've no idea at all about which of these answers is correct, base your guess on the clue of opposites. Choices A and B are opposites and should be answers you focus on. E is eliminated because the question implies there is a change, so you know that the answer no change is not correct. By educated guessing, you may deduce that induction would be to increase something, and therefore answer A is your choice. Elimination and answer selection. The best stimulant for secretion of insulin from beta cells in the islets of Langerhans in the pancreas is A. hyperlipidemic state, B. hyperglycemic state, C. hypoglycemic state, D. normoglycemic state, or E. insulin is held constant, not responsive to stimulation. Choices A and D, you should know, are automatically incorrect because they are unrelated to the question. E is wrong because it contradicts the statement within the question. That leaves choices B and C, hyperglycemic state and hypoglycemic state. Out of these two answers, B is correct, hyperglycemic. Educated guessing. Educated guessing really equals wrong answer elimination. Simple feedback inhibition in a metabolic sequence is brought about by A. end product inhibition, the last enzyme in the sequence, B. end product inhibiting the first enzyme in the sequence, C. accumulation of intermediates in the sequence, D. end products altering the kinetics of the sequence, or E. too much of the end product. That's why it's called feedback. For instance, if you knew that the intermediates are not accumulated in the sequence, you could cross out answer C. You can cross out E because it does not seem to address the question. Your odds of guessing the correct answer have gone from 1 in 5 to 1 in 3. Learning summary. OAT success. Prepare for the test. Plan and implement test-taking strategies. Use rapid learning tutorials for deep learning mastery. Complete the practiced test sets. Review subjects and shore up weak areas. Build deep and detailed knowledge of concepts. Mental skimming will lead to low OAT scores. The OAT layout. Natural Science 100 question. Biology, Inorganic Chem, and Organic Chem. Reading Comprehension, 50 questions. Physics, 40 questions. Quantitative Reasoning, it's arithmetic, algebra, geometry, and trigonometry. Apply test preparation strategies. These include time management, concept mastery, practice problems, and reviewing. Apply test-taking strategies. Know the test. Plan your attack. Build focus. Zoom in on the right answer and guess the right way. Congratulations on completing Introduction to Oat Biology. For more audio and visual tutorials, go to www.rapidlearningcenter.com. And thank you.